Welcome to Total Wine and More.
I'm on cooler duty this weekend.
Fill it up with seltzers and canned cocktails.
Oh, wow, great prices.
Find what you love, love what you find. At Total Wine and More, drink responsibly, B21.
Hi, how can I help you today?
As a McDonald's employee, you say those words quite often. But how about when you need help, like consulting a doctor?
Hi, how can I help you today?
When you work for a McDonald's restaurant, we take care of you like family. With free virtual doctor's visits, including getting prescriptions and refills for you and everyone in your family. Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com and find out more. The benefits described herein are only available at participating restaurants.
And now, your feature presentation. In a world of big-budget blockbusters, travel back in time to explore the epic and not-so-epic movies of yesteryear. This is On Second Watch, a movie nostalgia podcast.
I'm almost curious if we do this G-rated movie, if I should just lean into the G-rated and just every time someone swears, just bleep it.
Do it.
Yes, that's
only
so awesome.
Only if you do it to like random cartoon sound effects, like the Care Bear
rainbow. Like,
or like just like random shit. Yeah.
All right. I'll think about it.
Tim thought about it, and it's happening. Welcome to the G-rated episode from this point forward.
So welcome to our Spin the Wheel episode, where we each select a movie that fits a pre-selected category and let fate decide which movie we review next. And the category for this episode is G-rated movies. That's it. There's no other rules, so God help us. This can go in so many different directions, especially since I think pre-1970, everything was basically G, right?
Pretty much.
G or PG were the two ratings, so look out. To pick, we're going to go in reverse order of our trivia contest. So as a consolation prize...
Head goes first.
Spaz gets to choose the very first movie. So why don't you tell us which movie you're choosing that's G-rated and tell us why you're picking it.
Well, I'm picking my movie because I want to ruin Portrait's day, night.
It's going to be Singing in the Rain, isn't it?
The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music.
You're just an absolute monster.
Suck on my like horn in a cold.
Okay. No.
I'll take things that aren't in G-rated movies for 200, Alex.
Good God.
Dan talking.
Wink.
The Sound of Music. Do you want to watch this movie just to piss off Chris, or do you...
Oh, that's the main reason, yes.
I like how this critically acclaimed movie that everybody loves and Dan's like full reason is like...
But I watched it 2 years ago around Christmas time for the first time ever, and I enjoyed the hell out of it. Music was good, but mostly I just want to wreck Chris's day, because, I mean, if that's not a joy in my life.
That's fair. Horror movies, every time I pick something moving forward.
Oh, no, it's not like I don't like those.
Chris, if it helps, I'm with you. I'm not looking forward to that.
Shut up, Nikki.
Oh. I have not seen this movie in probably, I don't know, 25 plus years.
I've never seen it all the way through. So I have no room to say I'm not looking forward to it.
I honestly don't remember. I just remember my mom being like, we're going to watch this. And I'm like, oh, my
so
God, this
boring.
Is so boring.
That's what I remember.
Yeah.
I know. I must have been like 10
I'm dying inside right now.
Boring. It's not I'm a boring sorry. Movie. How dare
watch
you?
Watch it get picked and I love it. Oh, my goodness. God.
How can you call a movie that with hills are literally alive with music?
Tim boring. Has the collector's edition.
I know, which we have never seen, which that would be the one way I would have actually had to watch it then.
That's right. The collector's edition that came with a little music box. So,
mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
I'm going to bust that
you
out.
You're a nerd.
Tim, if this doesn't win, can we just get together and watch it like together online?
That's
like,
right.
Please.
We're going to do it.
I'll only watch it if it's like my GIF that I just posted.
Oh, God. What now?
What did Chris do? Hold on.
Yes. That's fantastic.
Hills are not alive.
Yeah, now everybody's dead. Yeah.
Chris posted a GIF in our Discord of Maria on the hills with Uzis. So, yeah.
Segways are weird. If you want to gain access to our Discord, become a member for only $1 on Ko-fi.com/movie.
No, that does not happen in the movie, but...
I wish it did now, man. That would have been awesome.
If it was remade by Michael Bay, maybe.
Oh, yeah. There'd be so many explosions.
There would be no hills because, yeah, it'd just be explosions and gunfights. And Martin Lawrence would be cast one way or another.
It's funny you said that because I was legitimately debating being a horrible person and making Michael Bay movies my category, but I decided against it.
Oh, but see.
Hated me so much.
I'm telling you, everybody should lean into whatever they want to do and expand
movie. I don't hate myself enough for that, though. So
I hate myself enough for everybody here, so might as well.
Aw.
Well, that's a lot.
So sad. It's not very G-rated.
this is a positive and uplifting.
Yeah. So moving on from this pity party, we got Nikki, who is in fourth place in our little survey here.
All right. Oh, man, I'm so excited for this.
Lean hard, Nikki. Lean hard.
Milo and Otis.
Oh.
God, I did not want to cry.
Oh, I loved that movie growing up. It was one of my favorite movies for, I don't know, many years. And why not? Let's ruin a childhood memory.
I should not tell you the behind the scenes on that movie, though.
No.
Oh, please do not. Yeah, I do. I don't need to hear about how a bear ate a cat or something. No thanks.
Several cats.
Damn. Oh, God. Glad that was right.
There's a lot of bad stuff about this.
Yeah.
Ugh. God.
Well, whatever. I'm not
so here you are trying to make us all feel, and we're just going to crush your dreams.
Yeah.
This is such a positive and uplifting episode already.
It really is.
My idea completely backfired. I tried to do something fun and uplifting for once, and it turned into my own horror movie. God.
All right. Well, that takes us to Dana, who got third place in the trivia.
So, Nikki, that was one of the movies I was going to pick. So glad you picked it.
Yay.
Because I did not come in prepped, obviously.
She pulled a spaz,
everybody. Bunch of movies.
Oh, yeah.
I did, by your fault, though. I pulled up a bunch of movies, and they all happen to be animal-related movies, so sorry.
Mine were all animal-related, too, Dana. That's so awesome. Oh.
So, Chris, I'm sorry. I'm going to add to this, and I'm putting Homeward Bound.
I did! Yes. That was my other one, Dana. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. There's no reason to apologize. Yes. I love Homeward Bound.
I felt like three people were going to come in with Homeward Bound.
I was definitely thinking.
Yeah, honestly, that was PG.
No, it's G. Made sure of it.
Yeah, I love Homeward Bound.
Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna cry so hard if that gets picked.
I know.
Shadow. Yeah.
Chance. You gave him a chance.
Oh my gosh.
Again, that's a movie I watched so many times as a kid, but I have not seen it in 25 years or something. So.
Yep.
I honestly cannot tell you the last time. I think we had it on VHS.
Yeah.
That's the last time I watched it.
That was the last time I saw it.
VHS. Probably over 20 years ago.
That was like 25 years ago.
That would be a fun one to revisit.
Yeah. Michael J. Fox, Roseanne Barr, and I forget who plays Shadow.
Oh, cool story.
I thought it was Sally Field.
Cool story.
I thought it was Roseanne.
I thought it was Sally Field.
Yeah, Sally Field.
Sally Field.
Oh, is Roseanne. That? Oh, yeah. Wow.
We could not watch that movie together. We absolutely cannot watch that movie together.
Why, are you going to start crying?
I mean,
think about it. Of course I'm going to right now. Like 100%. Yes. Oh, my God. Animal movies.
I can still picture the kid looking for Shadow, and then like 2 minutes go by, and then finally he comes, tears down my face.
Sassy going over the waterfall.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. Jeez.
Yeah.
God.
Chance getting slapped by a porcupine.
That's just funny.
Not really.
Hey, man, he was warned many times.
That happened to my dog.
Oh, no.
I know, little Bubba dog.
So, Chris, is this really shaping up how you thought it was going to?
Kind of.
Well, why don't you hit us with your pick?
I'm so worried.
Oh, my pick.
He found a horror movie that's so great.
No, I'm worried he's going to pick the same thing as me.
Ooh, I don't think I will.
We'll see.
So Spaz, yo. What was, like, I'm gonna have Spaz try to help me out on this one here. Spaz, what show did I watch a bunch in college? Man, she solved so many mysteries.
We are picking the same movie, dude, Chris.
Oh my God, are we?
Broomsticks?
Yes.
Yes.
Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. Oh, yes.
I love me some Angela Lansbury.
I love that movie.
And I'm picking, I was going to pick Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
You monster.
I have a couple backup ones if you really want to go.
No, I've got backup ones too, but I had six written down and we've gone through most of them. So
afterwards, I'll share my other two and see what happens.
See, I was going to choose that too, but then I was like, I really want to ruin Chris. So.
I really just want to start watching Murder, She Wrote again, to be honest. This is as close as I get.
All right. Carrie, the winner of the trivia game.
Well, you took my top choice. I loved that movie. And then the movie that I was saying that I could make you guys watch, but you'd all hate your life, would be 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to do that.
Aww.
Thank you.
Because I love you all way too much. Although,
lean hard into the hate.
It's lovely for that.
No, don't. Yeah, don't.
But I will not do that.
Thanks.
But no, I'm thinking purely of Tim on this, purely of you, and I'm sure you know what I'm about to pick then. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
That was actually going to be my pick.
I'm so sorry.
Isn't that a musical?
Yes, it is.
It is. Yep. We got a lot of musicals.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I love you. Listen, I know it's a musical and I know it's in Dick Van Dyke, older movie, but it is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Hey, you know, if it wins, you know what? I will sit down and watch it with an open mind.
It's so good.
I'm happy so far.
Because you'll laugh at my other choices that I had afterwards. We'll talk about them.
I'd rather watch that than The Sound of Music. And I've never
Nikki, you just mute.
I like how Nikki's mute. Just like automatically like vetoing Sound of Music. and I appreciate it.
Sorry, Dan.
How dare
Maybe
you?
Maybe I'll like it. I don't know.
I'm going to start singing. Don't me off. I will sing it.
All right.
The Hills Are Alive.
Come on, it's Tim's turn.
So I had Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I was debating between that and like Mary Poppins, where I'm like, okay, I'm just going to choose one musical. I don't want to overwhelm this. And then I started to look down my list of other movies. I'm like, well, every other movie I pick is kind of a musical.
Yep.
Awesome.
Except for one. And that's the movie I'm going to pick. I had The Lion King's kind of a go-to, but I think we were going to watch that last year and then we just didn't.
We all said no.
Right. Yeah, we all like immediately denied it. Like we pulled our own like nope card.
Yeah, we pulled our own veto card on that one.
And then I thought about watching Mulan, but I'm like, I don't really want to. Oh, so good. I don't think I want to do that right now. You know what? Let's stick with children's films and something that was one of my favorite Pixar movies. No, I was thinking about Emperor's New Groove too.
I know where. Yeah, so was I.
I was really thinking. I love that film.
I thought about Emperor's New Groove. Yes, that one's so good.
I tried to steer away from like really popular. So I was thinking like that or Hercules.
Yeah.
Sam, I think I have a good idea what you're going to pick right now.
I think so too.
You know, you guys said this last time and you were all wrong, but.
All right. Well, like, amaze me.
I don't know, but now I keep thinking like nobody has really seen Emperor's New Groove and.
We've all seen it.
Like more than once.
But Tim, I have lived it because of you.
Yeah. Dana, wait, have you seen it?
I have. Yes, because Tim forced me to.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think we've all seen it.
Squeak, squeakers.
Yeah.
Squeak, squeak them.
Squeak, squeak. Squeak.
Such an underrated movie. I don't know why it doesn't get more love.
Pull the lever. Wrong lever.
You speak squirrel or whatever.
Squeak, squeak, squeak them. Squeak them.
Squeak them.
So good.
Squeak it in. Squeak them.
So, I'm just going to have to go with one of my favorite Pixar movies of all time, and that's Monsters, Inc.
Nice.
Yay, that's a great one.
It is.
That's not what I was thinking to think you
were going to do.
What did you think I was going to think you were going to do? Come on.
I don't have a clue.
Wall-E.
That was on my list, yes. But I don't know. Monsters, Inc., I think, is just a fun film, and it spawned how many sequels and and TV series and all sorts of crazy stuff. I just like the concept of it, and it's just a fun flick, and Boo is awesome. So that concludes our picks. So
nice.
This is going to be microscopic again, so don't make any comments about it being a wheel for
go
hands.
Animal movies.
Oh my God.
Can't see any of it.
Oh my God. All I see is like the colors. Duke the colors.
I can't see
it. You'll see it enough. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Do it.
Who's going to say it?
Carrie. Spin the wheel!
Spin the wheel. Spin the wheel. Spin the wheel. Spin the wheel.
Come on, Sound of Music. Oh, oh. Let me piss off two people.
Blurry light green? Blurry dark green?
Home Alone.
Oh, no!
I'm going to cry. Huh? I'm just going to cry. I'm going to cry right now.
Nikki and I both were on the same page on that, so now we're just going to be crying about animals, guys. Perfect.
Yeah, my third one wouldn't have been much better, which was All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Oh, I love that movie. No. Love that movie.
See, Nikki, so I think we were on the same page about animals. Seriously.
Wow, I was like not on like an animal page at all, except for unless you count The Incredible Mr. Limpet.
No, nobody counts that.
I like Don Knotts.
Well, you see, I'm just a fish. I'm a fish. Yeah. Why are there so many ostriches?
I had that. Mine was a weird list. I had like that. I had Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. I had Kiki's Delivery Service, and Breakfast at Tiffany's.
I also had Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Ooh, nice.
Your list and my list were almost identical, actually.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Minus like, yeah, I had like one Studio Ghibli movie. I was like, I have never seen Kiki's Delivery Service. So I was like, I'll put that on there.
There's a couple that I had that I was like, oh, I can't pick that. Chris will just get so mad.
Not, like what? Like what?
Willy Wonka.
I've seen that movie so many times.
I know, but you have gone on rants about it multiple times during the podcast.
Well, like the new one sucks. Do we mean the old one?
Yeah, I like the original. I hate the one with Johnny Depp.
Oh, everybody hates that one. So.
Yeah, that's okay. Just so we're clear to all our listeners, I enjoy the one with Gene Wilder. I absolutely abhor the one with Johnny Depp.
Man. Yes.
That does not exist in my brain.
I think that's just a fact. Yeah.
Right. Yes, yes. Speaking of Gene Wilder movies, we always do. Why am I blanking on the name? The Frankenstein one.
Oh. Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein. Yeah, Young
Frankenstein. Literally Young Frankenstein.
Yeah, come on, Chris.
I am an idiot.
I had a category recommendation of Mel Brooks minus...
I love Mel Brooks.
Minus
Blazing Saddles.
Minus Blazing Saddles,
sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Spaceballs.
Exactly. All right, so let's jump into Homeward Bound. Let's share our thoughts, our nostalgia on that film, and give our scores, and then we'll shut the mics off and check it out. Let's start with who picked Homeward Bound? I forget.
I did.
All right, well, then let's start with you.
I just know I loved this movie when I was little. I hope that we don't ruin this, but I was just in an animal mood when I picked this, so I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not going to say much.
That's fair.
I can't really say much more than that because, like, literally everything on my list was already an animal movie. So, and I know I liked this one, and I'm just going to go with it.
So, out of 10,
I don't really remember it that well. So, we'll do a 7, I guess. I don't know.
Cool. Very non-committal.
I am not in a committing mood today. So, sorry.
So, Nikki, you are also all about Homeward Bound. What are you coming with your thoughts on this film?
I'm pretty much in the same place as Dana, although I remember a lot about it, I think. Pretty sure we're going to ruin this for everyone in the group. Like, looking back, it'll be like, that one never happened. But I love this movie, and I'm excited to watch it again, despite that it might shatter a childhood memory. I'm giving it a 7 as well. I loved this, so for nostalgia alone, it's a 7 for me.
We are all about destroying childhood memories in this podcast.
That's right.
Yes.
That's what we started this podcast for.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's one of the reasons for this podcast. We ruin everything we remember. Yeah.
I guess let's just round it out. Carrie, why don't you go next?
Yeah, I mean, I freaking loved this movie. If you had asked me as a child, this would have been like a 9 or a 9.5. Obviously, we'll see now as an adult if I feel the same way. But I'm going to go ahead and give it an 8 on nostalgia.
Nice. That's what it is. It's nostalgia. Then go to Spaz.
I can't tell you. I probably watched this movie 50 times, 100 times. I mean, I just would have it on replay. It's a movie about animals. I love animals. If I had a choice between saying a person or an animal, animals always first.
Nope. So is Jaws, but I mean.
I am giving this movie an 8.5.
Whoa.
Wow.
Fire.
Jaws is an animal movie.
And I would save Jaws over a person, yes. Just kidding. That needs to go. He'd eat my ass. I ain't down for that.
All right. Well, it's Jaws issues. All right, Chris, how about you?
So Homeward Bound, huh? Yeah. So I don't remember this movie at all. I mean, honestly, like, trying as hard as I can to recall this film. I know Michael J. Fox, and I knew like some of the names of like the animals, and I knew he voiced Chance. And obviously, I was corrected earlier. You know, Sally Fields is the cat, and I forget who plays Shadow. Anyways, I remember two or three scenes. That's all. Hmm. I think I've seen this movie maybe twice.
What?
Maybe three times. The last time I saw this, I'm like 90% sure it was on VHS. So my nostalgia for it is kind of non-existent. So I do remember, I mean, obviously I watched it more than once, I think. So I'm going to give it a 6 then, just because like I don't want to give like a non-committal 5, or as we call it, a carry 5.
fine.
So, I mean, on the pretense that I have seen this more than once, I'm giving it a 6.
That'll do.
That'll do, Peg.
That was going to be one of my movies.
That's an option too.
That was actually going to be one of mine.
It was G.
Really?
Yeah.
That was actually on my list.
I was thinking about picking that. Yeah.
That is one of the best movies that I didn't ever think I would like.
I feel like our next category is going to be movies with animals, and don't say what the rating can be. Just it has to.
Oh, I know what you're going with this.
No, you don't.
Howl.
First off, what'd you say, Spaz?
Howl?
No, actually, I was thinking I just watched Annihilation a couple weeks ago.
It was like Cujo or something.
Yeah, see, exactly. Nikki knows what's up. Piranha, the original.
Well, isn't Howl about a werewolf, though?
Yeah, but it's a werewolf. It's not a wolf, Dan. It's about animals.
Humans are animals.
Werewolf is an animal. I'm sorry.
No, it's not.
Humans are three animals. 3 days out of the freaking year, month, it's a damn animal.
I'm thinking
all of the day, 100% of the days of the month, it's an animal.
Non-mythical animals.
Well,
humans are not mythical, though. Yeah. So,
but a wolf man is.
No. They... No.
Okay, you know what? let's reel this back in just a wee bit.
Oh god.
Don't make me come over there and bite you, Chris.
Like what?
Yeah. I'm gonna turn you what I'm gonna show happening? You that it's not a real thing, Chris.
So
I'm gonna be a good werewolf. But I'll be back in 5. I have to make sure my doors are
wheels
locked.
Wheels are coming off the bus.
Oh, Nikki, this bus has been long gone.
So my score.
Yeah.
This movie is one of those I watched all the time with my brother and sister. It was just always on, always repeat. I think we kind of broke it down. You know, I played Shadow, Mike played Chance, and Mary was Sassy. Just, you know, that was just the way it went. Because I can recall so much of this film. I remember so many just random scenes, like the whole like mountain lion scene or saving the girl.
There's a mountain lion?
Yes.
There's so much, man.
Me too, Tim. Yeah, I remember a shocking amount of
I remember everything.
You're right. Sassy falling down the waterfall. For some reason, I always laugh because what? it looks funny. It looks funny.
I do remember that a little bit. It is kind of funny.
But it's, yeah, there's so many just incredible scenes. And you think about it, they actually got animals to do this. And they basically, I got to do some research about writing this film, because I mean, you can only direct animals so much, especially cats. They don't listen to shit. But curious how they went about actually writing this. But it's a lot of fun. I can't wait to revisit it and, you know, recall these scenes that, you know, it's a lot of stuff I probably don't remember at all, especially around the family. But it'll be fun. I'm gonna come in just nostalgia. I'm gonna come in as an 8 because it meant that much to me as a kid. I would almost guarantee the score is going to go down rewatching it, but I think there's a lot of humor and a lot of great moments of this film. So maybe it won't. We'll see. So our nostalgia score comes out to be a 7.4, which is pretty good for Homeward Bound.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick look here at IMDb, and that is a 7. So we're right about there.
We really haven't been too far off from what IMDb gives to our ratings.
We're mostly pretty on point. All these images, so many. Oh, yep. This will be
Tim's down a rabbit hole. That's right.
This will be a fun rewatch. So we'll shut off these mics and we'll check it out and come back with our thoughts on Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound.
Hurry into Mattress Firm's best Memorial Day sale ever. Get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin and save up to $500 on Sealy. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying Sealy purchases up to a $499 value. Or shop Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America, and save up to $500 on adjustable mattress sets in stock for immediate delivery. And get a $300 instant gift. Talk to a sleep expert today. Only at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.